This is The Guardian.
I'm Noor Haidar, coming to you from Gadigal land, and this is the full story. Australians are feeling worse and worse about their own economic security and well-being. This deepening disaffection has coincided with rising support for Pauline Hanson's One Nation Party.
When we look at what's happening with One Nation, and when you look at how the economy is talked about, how it's reported on, it feels very disconnected from people's lives.
Last week, the Reserve Bank kept interest rates on hold, but the decision came with a warning that as inflation continues to rise, future rate hikes are still on the cards.
The workers are the ones who have to shoulder the burden. Workers are the ones who are not being thought of when the elite institutions, whether it be the Reserve Bank or even governments, are talking about the economy.
And now, with the US and Iran having signed a deal to end more than 3 months of war, which upended global supply chains, can the damage be reversed? Today, Guardian columnist and chief economist at the Australia Institute, Greg Jericho, on the forces shaping the economy and politics. It's Monday, the 22nd of June.